Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's going on, America? La Crush Hearts is in the building on a Monday, March 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I'm here live in full effect because that's just how I like to do things. Now, the first day of the week is Mission Monday. You know, we got something planned, got to sit down, put it together, quit slacking, and make it happen. That's our theme for 2014. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'm falling off. I know. It wasn't my fault. Listen, we didn't have heat. I was going through something for the last few days. So you can't blame me, okay? But let's be nice to me. Be kind. Give me a free pass. I won't ask for one for the rest of the year. So let me just slide on this one. I was slacking. But anyway, the number to call in, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Let y'all know we got the Indie Blast session coming up at 10 p.m. Eastern with the gentlemen. Going to get all up in their business. Hip-hop duo artists. Going to learn more about them. Got a track called Bust It Wide Open. I haven't heard it. I'm going to let y'all know that right now. I'm going to be listening to it just like y'all listen to it, so I can't wait to talk to the artist about that one. I'm just saying. Anyway, folks, call me up, 805-830-8320. Let me know how it is, how you're doing, all that good stuff in between, because, you know, that's how we do on here on Phone Fantasy Radio. We care. I'm lying. I don't care. Don't mind me. It's just one of them days. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and get into some music. I'm feeling some type of way, so excuse the playlist. It's very neglected. Hold on. I'm going to get back to that. I'm wide awake right now. All right. I'm going to get to the music and just shut up. Bye, people.
It's all the way up. Yes. When you do that for me, there's fire with me. When you say my name, Raheem, that's the fire we make. Like a moth to a flame, the fire we make. Remix. Listen.
Hey baby, how you doing tonight? I wanna let you know. I wanna tell you just how I feel. I wanna love you, baby, and it's going so right. I wanna burn a candle, turn this darkness to light. From the fire we made,
welcome back. Musically Inclined, I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. It's Monday, Mission Monday, as we like to call it, and I am in full effect. Right now, I want to bring in my good friend, representing at L.A., Louisiana. What's going on, Miss Lady?
Hi. Getting used to the time change. Getting used to the time change.
Right. Did it go back or forward? I don't lost track.
We lost an hour. It went forward.
Right. I done lost track. I don't know if it went forward or backwards. All I know is that, you know, that's it. That's it. Trying to get used to the time.
Otherwise, everything is well. Everything is well.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. I don't know why I started off with this, but I played some Raheem Devon, Fire We Make, because I actually like that song. I like that version of the song.
Nice.
Like, that's how the original version should have sounded. I don't know, maybe it was Alicia Keys. Maybe I'm feeling some type of way because of all the issues she has now. And normally that don't affect me. It really don't affect me normally, what, you know, the artists do. But I just didn't like the way she played it. Right, you know, like she was a respectable artist, and then you just go do some ratchet hole shit. Man. That's what it
she
was.
Went off.
You know, she was
trying something
whole
new.
Shit.
She was trying something new, wanted to show a different side.
Understandable, but I didn't like it.
She took a big step.
Right, she just went overboard. She just jumped. You know, God bless her family, but it was a better way of doing it.
It was like, I'm here, then wow, I'm over there.
On some transport. Because, I mean, she was the ambassador. She was, you know, popular. Like, what made you do that? Not like, did you have low self-esteem and we don't know about it or something? Like, the way
that
played out.
That's possible.
Yeah, it is. But it's just like, just wasn't expecting it from her. Really wasn't.
Well, what's a lot of them doing that now, going like they just snapped and went from one thing all the way to the other, and you're like, well.
Right, all the way left, too. But for you to be
the.
But for her to be so wholesome, I think that's what it was. She was just so wholesome. She was young. She was talented. She was doing her thing. She had hit singles out there. And we just was expecting her to get with, you know, some Don Juan nice dude, not take somebody else's man, you know. It was, and then get pregnant by him, and then want to get married. Like, we was not expecting that. Like, you just went, you just kept going, you know, like, and then it got all put out on air, on live TV, like.
Well, really, she should have known it was going to hit that anyway because you're in the limelight.
Right. I think that's what it is, too. But I don't like the fact that, you know, you knew this. One thing, if you didn't know, it's another thing to know this. You know what's going on. You know what's the deal. You know that this man was married. You know, so what kind of, you know, then you came out with the song Woman's Worth, really? That's what
well,
a woman is worth.
You have to look. She's following some other people who've done that too, you know. So,
no. You know, but like you said, she's in the limelight. Like I said, she had this positive vibe going, young, black, talented, and she was doing it. She really was doing it. And then you go and do some ratchet hoe shit. Like,
well,
no bueno. I can't forgive you for that.
Brandy did it.
Who?
Brandy.
Yeah, but Brandy wasn't awesome. Brandy time was done. Let's be honest. Brandy time was done. Brandy, after Boy Was Mine, Brandy fell off, you know, like.
Yeah, so.
She tried to come back, but she had killed somebody. You know, like, Brandy got other stuff that trumps that. You know, you no longer a ratchet hoe. You killing people. You know, and then on top of that, I don't think her guy was famous. Or was he? Was he a basketball
no,
player?
No, his woman was.
Was he a football player or something?
I don't know what he was, but she treated him some bad when she was pregnant with him. For him.
Mm-hmm.
And also on TV with
but
them.
That was
so
a scam,
all,
right? That was a scam. She was
yeah,
pregnant with them. They stayed together
so
for a couple of years or something like that, a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then she divorced him, right? No, see, the
but
thing,
they
that, that's
they
a different.
Really
there was a
married.
Scam. Huh?
There was no real marriage. There was no
right,
real marriage.
Right, they were never married. See, this is the thing. You know, Alicia Keys, her beau is Swiss Beatz. And Swiss Beatz was with an R&B a girl named Mashonda. Now, they don't have kids together. They were currently married. You know, so it was like, okay, Alicia Keys, you're doing it. You're on top of the world. You can have any man you want. They're flaunting on
why
you.
Get a married man?
Right. Why get a married man? Then on top of that, why not wait until he was divorced? And then
before
as soon as he got divorced, and then you end up pregnant by him. You know what I mean? So this man is married, and you're having unprotected sex with this man.
That was a oop.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so what kind of, you know, and like I said, it was all, now screaming all girl power. Now she's a girl on fire, but no, you didn't start off like that. You a girl
right.
on fire. You must have been burned a couple of times, and I don't mean in a, you know, positive way. Like,
right.
Like, you could have set a better example. Because at the end of the day, when people say, oh, well, they're just human, fuck you, and everybody who came up with that they're just human line. Because once you sign a contract and you're making millions of dollars, you no longer just human. Fuck you.
Right.
I don't want to hear that. That's an excuse.
People are looking
you know
up
I mean?
To you. The young people are.
Right. They,
like,
regardless, you're in the limelight. Regardless, society puts you on that pedal. Regardless, you worked hard to get put on that pedal. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we just randomly picked you out of a box of a million. No, you put your name in that box willingly. You know, it wasn't like
you
on some,
what comes with
the Hunger Games.
With the
you know what I mean? It's not like the Hunger Games where you just, you know, if you randomly picked by somebody. No, you literally put your name in the ballot. So
right.
now you're no longer, you know what I mean? Like, entertainers should still be held with the same regard as politicians do. You wouldn't
right.
have, if that was Clinton Hill that, I mean Clinton Hill, if that was Bill Clinton that did it, y'all want to impeach them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
that's
it's Alicia Keys,
yeah.
and she gets, you know, she sells another million, 5 million records. You know what I mean? Like, really?
Right.
She makes another $100 million.
Don't get mad at me. Don't got it. You know, but no, like you say, you put yourself up there when you came out in the game and you wanted us to hear you and follow you, and then you just like,
Right, I'm just human. I'm a human like you. Fuck out of here. No, you're not human like me. I don't live in a $30 million mansion. We are no longer on the same level. Fuck you. I don't care about none of that. I can't relate to your problems. You know, when you say you broke, it's because you didn't go to the bank. When I say I'm broke, it's because I can't pay a bill. There's a difference. You're no longer on that plane. You don't get that privilege. You know what I mean? Like, you're no longer that. Same thing with these athletes. I really do feel the same way about the athletes, too. You know,
right.
y'all sitting up there, y'all sign these contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars, even
wow.
though it's granted over a certain period of time. But that's still hundreds of millions of dollars that's entitled to you. Not including those endorsement deals that you get and all these other contracts and sponsors on the side that you're getting. You know what I mean? But yet our local teacher is only bringing home $50,000 a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yet I'm supposed to hold you to the same regard that I hold my teacher to? Come on now.
No.
That don't even make no sense. I'm just human. No. If that's the case, they need to put all y'all on an island. You know what I mean? Let them. Yeah, y'all need to be on that purge show, just like that. You need to separate y'all from the haves and the have-nots, really. Really, because I can't relate to you.
Yeah, because you have lifted yourself when you stepped into that arena. You're on a different level.
Right. You know, a whole new plan, tax bracket, all that, all of the above. Tax bracket, all that. You're no longer, you know, Alicia Keys from Harlem, New York. No, you're Alicia Keys over there in, what's in it, Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, all that stuff. We don't know
right.
you.
You're
know?
Doing
I know.
What you do. You know, and they, excuse me, I'm just human. Really?
All
right. I can't say that.
No. And the same thing with Fantasia, dealing with a married man, becoming pregnant. Really? Come on now.
You
out of everything y'all can think of, out of everything that's out there, I'm not saying that, you know, you don't make no mistakes in life. Yes, you do, but I'm not going to give you a free pass. Wrong is wrong, bottom line. And it's not even the fact that of it being wrong. It's just like, what kind of example are y'all setting? Really.
It's okay. It's become a thing now. Okay, it's okay. Get a married man and whatever is whatever. If you love him, it doesn't matter that he's married.
And vice versa, really, Swiss Beats? This the mother of your child, and you do her like that in public, in the public eye? Come on now.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. I'm not just jumping on Alicia and jumping on Brandy and jumping on, you know, the rest of them. It goes both ways. It's, you know, pot calling the kettle black. But yet you want to be an ambassador. Yet I should buy your CDs. Yet I should do all this stuff for you. Now, let that have been some regular person in the hood, y'all ready to kill them. Oh, they ratchet, they this, they that, you know.
Right.
They put on Front Street, we'll put on Front Street. I mean, shit, just turn to Jerry Springer or Maury.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or Maury. Y'all doing, y'all on the same plane as them? Come on. If you just human, then you like them. Because I'm just human, but I ain't doing that, you know?
Right. You can't put that down. That's okay, because it's just what happens. No.
Mm-hmm.
You still have you have something to stand up to, and you have some responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for your actions.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And y'all just
it
all
happens.
Out in the open with it. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, folks, it is Mission Monday. Okay, so let me tell you how my weekend went, ladies. See, I was drinking this weekend. I was acting a fool. I had, well, one night, which I think was Saturday, Friday or Saturday night, I had some exclusive and some type of juice, exclusive and cranberry apple juice, right? Playing dominoes, playing cards, having a good old time. Then on Sunday, well, Saturday night, I started drinking some Pinnacle Whip and Pepsi. It was supposed to be Coke. But we didn't have no Coke, so we had Pepsi. Pinnacle Whip and Coke, and I finished that pint by myself. And
uh-oh.
I'm not a drinker, but I think that's going to be my new drink now. Because the Pinnacle Whip and the Coke will taste just like vanilla Coke. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Pinnacle Whip tastes like it just have a sting to it. You know, it's like liquor. Like, it's supposed to have like this whipped creamy flavor to it, whipped cream flavor
right.
to it. Right, so when you mix it with the vanilla, I mean, when you mix it with the Coke, it tastes like vanilla Coke with a sting, you know, with the little liquor sting to it. So, you
right.
know, you're sipping on that, and then I started drinking it straight. I just started drinking it with on the rocks. So I'm like, okay, I could drink this. You know, it's not harsh, you know, not going
right.
to put hair on my chest, but it do sneak up on you. Same thing with the exclusive. It's smooth. It don't sneak up on me. So those are my two drinks for now, the exclusive with the cranberry apple or pineapple juice, and then the Pinnacle Whip. Those are my things now. I was being bad. Then we didn't have no heat, trying to get comfortable. Max trying to run away. He did. Remember, Max, he did. He ran. The door was open. Huh?
He said, you ain't had no heat up in there. He was looking for some heat.
Right. We had the door open, and he ran across to the neighbor house, the neighbor coming to get me. Oh, your cat is in my house. What? I go in there, Max chilling like this is his crib. Max, what are you doing? Let's go, Max. He chilling like he done made it home. Let's go. Go crack across the hall.
It's my second place.
Right, he trying to leave me. Man, trying to leave me. That's that bullshit. He running back and forth from different houses. Max, if you don't go get in the house right now, then he gonna get on the bed and hide behind the curtain.
Like you don't see me.
I was chasing him. I chased him in the house. He ran on my bed and he like peeking from behind the curtain. Like, yeah, you don't see me, nigga. Whatever, Max, whatever.
Yes,
oh,
I can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I can see you, Kat.
Yeah, I can see you. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I can see you, Max. So how was your weekend? That's what I did this weekend. Play dominoes, play spades, and drink, and smoke weed.
What did I do this weekend? I was cooking. I decided to cook at home. I cooked a big dinner. I did turkey wings, rice and gravy, green beans with potatoes, candy yams, corn, cornbread. And I was going to make sweet potato pies, but then I got called away from the house.
Damn. Who called you?
Oh, my daughter. I haven't cooked at home in a long time. I'm cooking. Well, cookie, how we need to talk to you?
And nobody came over. Well, why didn't he come over you? That's crazy.
I went with them. It's okay. I came home and ate it.
Oh, man.
I was cooking this weekend. I don't cook anymore at home.
Right. Because you always cooking all day, you know, at work. So
yeah. So
I'm thinking you just want to lay back with your feet up when you get home.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I woke up and said, oh, I can cook today.
What to do? All the decisions. Oh, man. I'm going to have me some fish and grits tomorrow.
Because
you say you're cooking, I want to have some whiting and fish. I mean, some whiting and grits, some cheese grits and whiting. That sounds awesome.
That's good.
But I got to go to the phone shop, so as I'm, hopefully I can find me a fish market in the area. I gotta go. There's a phone shop. My phone is done. Just got it in October. The battery already done. It's only March.
Ain't I got something? One like that. My other line, it won't take a charge. It won't take a charge. Just sitting there looking at me like, not gonna charge. Won't beep or nothing.
Alright, mine's take a charge, but it takes all day for it to charge. Like, I could put it on at 3 o'clock and it could be at 30%. By 5 o'clock, it's only at 33%. That's not even funny.
That's long.
You'd be like, really? Really? That's how it's going to be right now? So it's like, even if it's dead and I need five, you know how you do like that little 5 minute charge just to get it up a couple of, I can't do that. There's no such thing as 5 minute charge on my phone right now.
You're like, okay, I'll get it a little bit and give me enough to get to where I go and get back.
Right. Nope, my phone don't do that. Mom, there's no such thing. I just have to either leave it or just leave it. That's it. Take it with me and keep it off? I don't know. So I'm going tomorrow to go get it fixed. Now, all they tell me it takes an hour for your phone to be diagnosed. And then they're like, oh, well, if it's your fault, I gotta pay a replacement deposit or something like that. But if it's there, then they'll give me a free phone. Listen, I want the same phone I have too, but I don't want to have to. If I have to pay the premium, I'm not gonna pay that deposit because I can get a limited upgrade on the first. They're giving me an option to do an upgrade for a limited time. On the 1st of April. So I'm like, why would I do that when I could just go get a brand new phone altogether, right?
Wait a few weeks.
Right, just wait a few weeks, right? I don't know. It sounds like a plan. We'll see. Anyway, folks, I got some stories I want to share with y'all that I came across when I get back. Right now, I'm going to take a little break. You're tuning into Musically Inclined with a Crush and Lady C. We'll be right back.
I can't buy your love. Don't even want to try. From the time keep happy. So I'm not gonna lie, but don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It beats only for you. I know I'm far from perfect, nothing like you.
Baby, tonight the night we lose control. Baby, tonight. me and you got that mental telepathy. Meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga bread, they popping up a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep it warm and in a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like a thriller, damn a killer. Flying my private jet to Villas and Anguilla. Then throw you on a grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course meal for real.
Baby, tonight,
back to Musically Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And at 10 o'clock, we have the Gentleman Hip Hop Duel coming to the scene to be in the Indie Blast session. And we get to know a little bit about them and hear what their music is about. I have not heard their song. Like, I know that right now. So, please, be nice. Be gentle. That's it. Be gentle. Shout out to Russ. Russ is always hitting me up hours later. Shout out to Russ. He's not there right now. The chat room is open. If you are listening to the show, you want to join me in the chat room, just press F5, refresh your screen, and sign up for a free account on blogtalkradio.com. Yes. That's how we do. So, folks, I got some disturbing news. Disturbing, not so good news that I want to share with y'all. And it's just horrible. I mean, I'm not a parent, but I have an opinion, but I don't feel like I should have an opinion, because I would not know what to do in these situations. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this, because I don't know if y'all hit me up on Facebook.com, but, you know, I seen a link, and I clicked on it, and it told me a story out in Ohio. Yes, Ohio, not Brooklyn, not New York City. I don't know how to do things out there. You from Ohio, aren't you, originally, Lady C?
No, I'm from Michigan.
Michigan. Right. No, somewhere like that. All right. So, the title of this story is Father Finds 11-Year-Old Daughter Living with 30-Year-Old Sexual Predator She Met on Facebook.
Wow.
That says it all, right? That says it all. But back 11 years of age, from Lorain, Ohio, was missing on February 19th. Police and family members searched for the young girl, but her whereabouts remained unknown for 2 weeks. However, the girl's father continued searching around the city, and on March 1st, the father spotted his daughter live in the house and getting into a 30-year-old man's car at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yes. That's so he followed the car and he called 911. And when the police pulled this guy over, he brought him into custody. The girl told the police that she met him on Facebook, and the two met face-to-face on February 19th, and the girl eventually began living with him, and the two engaged in sex on February 26th. 11, yes. He was indicted for rape of a minor in 2010, but charges were reduced to gross sexual imposition.
Wow.
He's awaiting sentence right now. He's being held on $1 million for having sex with an 11-year-old girl. You have a lot of children. How do you feel about this, Lady V?
That is gross. That's terrible. 11. There are women out there. I don't get that. I just don't get that there are women who give it away.
Uh-huh.
There's some women who are a child in the brain if you just want to come over for child, you know, meaner. But an 11-year-old? Oh, my God. I don't care if she was big for her age. That's still just terrible. It's terrible. That is total want control over the whole situation.
Yep.
Wow. The dad, I give the dad, kudos because he didn't beat the hell out of him. Because I think
I was just thinking it. I was just thinking it. Kudos to the dad for actually calling 911 on the situation.
I think I would have snapped at this point. That's my baby in there.
Right.
We've been looking for her, you know, and he followed calmly.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That was good, because I'm
right.
telling you, it might not have been so nice. Maybe the police would have came eventually. Somebody would have said, get them.
Hmm.
You're looking for your child, and you know that was not what they expected.
No.
That was not what they expected.
Mm-mm.
You 11 years old on Facebook and meet somebody and disappear? And then, oh, yeah, we had sex, by the way.
Right. I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know how to respond to that. Because I'm like, it's serious. That is serious. That's not no play thing. This is serious business right here. You know, and as a parent, how do you respond to something like that without going to jail?
Right. And he really did good. I guess he thought about it, you know. He thought hard about it because that's something that most dads would have snapped his daughter to.
Right. Sorry about that.
Most dads don't want to know that their daughter had a sex, let alone an 11-year-old daughter, with somebody who you've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't go grab her and say, come home. You know, he made sure the police found him with her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because when it goes to court, the police found them together. Not the dad saying, I saw it and took my child, you know. So apparently he likes younger girls.
Right. But he was already charged with this. Right, he was already charged with this back in 2010.
Right.
And they reduced it, you know, they reduced it. Okay, so another situation. Butts County, Georgia, teenager was arrested on March 4th and charged with bashing the head of his grandmother until she died.
Oh.
Reportedly for not taking him to the store to buy cigarettes.
Oh.
J. Norman Bland was 18. He's facing several charges, including murder. The grandmother was found dead in her home near Jackson, Georgia, around 7 p.m. Tuesday. She was struck multiple times with a baseball bat, the sheriff told the news station. Mm-hmm. Blair told investigators he went to his grandmother's house asking for a ride to the store, but the grandmother declined to get the cigarettes because she was getting ready to go to work. Blair went outside, grabbed the bat, then came back home and bashed her head in.
Wow. What?
Huh?
There's no sense of anything he has, like, he's emotionless.
I don't know.
Cigarettes? Really?
Yeah.
You 18, walk to the store. You take a ride with your friends or something. You kill her because she wouldn't take you to get cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be found mentally incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And deranged.
Right. He hit her in the head and the body until she was dead. He stole the grandmother's car after beating her. He was later tracked down and arrested. He confessed to the murder. He's charged with murder, false imprisonment, kidnapping, and armed robbery.
Wow. Is it worth it? Was it worth it? No. These young people are senseless. They play these games and people die, come back to life, die, come back to life. They have no feelings toward what life is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they've become desensitized toward feelings for what the life is. Okay. Life is short, but then cigarettes? You're frustrated because you can't get a pack of cigarettes. Were the cigarettes really that serious?
Suing the tobacco company.
Oh yeah, the family.
The team made him do it. Right.
Yes.
His
the
addiction.
Family's gonna have it.
Yeah. Made him do it.
He was so he needed his nicotine so bad he snapped. He killed
mm-hmm.
his grandmother and took her car and just.
Yep.
Decided he had to have them cigarettes. He had to have the cigarettes.
Yep. Yep.
And that's about right. Something that I can look forward to. You're right. It'll probably come up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be hearing, oh, well, his family has decided to sue the cigarettes.
Yep.
But there are warnings on the cigarette packs nowadays.
Correct.
Right. Them on there. Tell you they cause cancer and stuff and can be addictive and things like that. They have all these warning labels. Nobody reads them.
Nope. If they read them, they just, you know, disregard them.
Right. Really? It's not that bad.
I can
put whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not. You took your... Now you're going to be in jail. You can't get cigarettes.
That's crazy.
That's the least of your worries.
So,
cigarettes.
One more story. And I think this is a pretty decent one. Marcus Jeter thought things was going to go bad. He would be murdered by the police once in 2012. He was violently assaulted in New Jersey by the New Jersey Police Department after being accused of resisting arrest and trying to take a police officer's gun. He was 30 at the time. He was facing serious time in prison. But that was according to the police report. In fact, Jeter was the victim that night of cops going wild, and if not for a dashboard cam video, Jeter would be in prison. He was pulled over by police with their lights flashing, the two cops, one with the weapon drawn, the other branding a shotgun into his car. by ordering him out the car. Gia held his hands up, and yet he was punched repeatedly in the face by one police officer who was trying to unfasten his seatbelt. Then another squad car crosses the median and hits Gia's stationary car. All of this was caught on a police dashboard video, and Gia was charged. Prosecutors, this video was not given to them, showing the events that unfolded. So they was attempting to hide the video. Fortunately, wow, the video surfaced, and now he's a free man. And three cops have been indicted for trying to frame this black man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good. Right. They have been charged with misconduct, tampering with police record, and false documents and false swearing, while a third unidentified officer has been forced to retire. And one of the cops was charged with aggravated assault for brutally beating down Gia that night. The mayor made a statement. He was like he was outraged by the police cam video and the fact that the charges were initially dismissed by the Internal Affairs Division. He said it's unacceptable. They have contacted the prosecutor's office to request an investigation on the department's Internal Affairs Division. So they're cracking down on that now.
Yes.
You know, with so much technology out there, you would think there it would be more cases like this.
Right.
You know, you would think that it would make a dent, at least a dent, you know, at least more noticeable where, you know, the officers are actually being held accountable for their misconduct, you know.
Right.
But they always seem to slip through the cracks, always.
Well, until someone gets tired, you know. And
right. Or somebody's going up for office.
Yeah, somebody saw that and said, wait a minute, how did this get here? Instead of destroying it, they hit it.
Right. I don't think they could have destroyed it. You know, like, I don't know. That's crazy, though. They need to have that to go automatically download to a hard drive in the main system, you know?
Right.
They can do that, you know, have it on a main system where everybody got access to this file. You know what I mean? Like everybody in the office or the network got access to these cams. Don't leave it on the
wall.
I need to upgrade. I got, you know, with this, like I said, with all this technology, you would think they would be the first ones up on it, you know? You could be on your laptop or your computer and everything will save to your Dropbox, you know, or
mm-hmm.
some type of internet-based hard drive, you know, where it's not directly on your computer, but it's still on your computer, you know, like a backup file.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They should have that already installed.
Well, they, I think
like
they
it.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know the codes and stuff.
Right. You can get
you
around
know.
It.
You can get around all of that.
And also, you know, you got to remember when it comes to these police departments and these civil service positions, it's like a family affair. You know, these people have been trusted to watch their lives and, you know, it's generations and generations of cops and, you know, like, I mean, corruption and things like that. So that's another thing to take into consideration, too. Everybody's trying to help everybody out, you know.
Right.
Oh, this person, he looked out for me, so I'm going to look out for him, and I'm going to throw this one at the bottom of the pile, you know.
Right.
Everybody's not fighting fairly or playing fairly, if you will, or following the rules, you know. It's crazy, though. It's crazy. All right, folks, it is almost time for my Indie Blast Session interview with the gentleman. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, play a song, then I'm going to come back. Sorry about that. I'm going to come back and we're going to get into that. So right now, here goes some Road Jizz with Young Moguls. Be right back.
This money talk. Young moguls, nigga. Can't floss me. Nigga off the chain, awfully, awesomely. Your main hoe go wanna talk to me, wanna walk with me. She stalking me, talking free, mind pain. Bitch, I see you was born a maid. I was born a slave, I became a pimp. Walk with a limp, never love a simp. Always love bun, always love pimp. UGK, that's life, nigga. Double cup mixed with the Sprite, nigga. Sunlight just had to fight, nigga. Push your roll tight, bitch to do white with a bitch I never like. But they both go die, cause sight to see. Roll one deep, no hyping me, just typing me. Never really care who typing me. Long as the real took a liking to it, I'm riding to it, riding to it. Young OG, no frightened to it. Rain night club, I bring lightning to it. We a hyping unit, you skyping to it. Get tight to it. Hands in the air, you reciting, do it. You reciting, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young Moses, I told you, man. We do it, do it.
Gangsta like I'm JoJo, money making dojo. I'm like Bruce Lee, you like Bolo. Money dance like a go-go. Molded a young mogul. Shout out to my logo. I get speech, figure proposal. Got the feds in the lobby. Paparazzi taking pictures up a class. Luminati's like the party with that nigga. How you figure that my figures couldn't fucking get like Jigger? Uncle Phillips, what the fuck is you talking about? Willis and this flow exercise. It's on the whole exercise. This overdose of acolyte. Got my level on the hustle acolyte. This money hungry with the young the moguls. Look at how we view it in the booth with my Nikes on. This is how we do it, yeah.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young Moses, I told you, man. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young Moses, I told you, man.
Steady count my ends in the back of a Benz, like a motherfucker pimp. Big ballin' no rim, couldn't be Sean Kemp, but they said I was too short. Bitch, a bitch at my shows with a dress looking too short. I'ma play a bitch too short. You a sweat boy, new boy. Same nigga in a new sport. New balance in a four door. Three hoes need four more. What you think a nigga stunt for? Stunt double two times, just stunt more. Fly nigga in them concourse. West side jiggy nigga when I'm on tour. She can't fuck, bring a friend cause I want more. Hustle hard, gotta eat like I want more. I ain't trippin' if you want war. Rom rom bang bang when we gone, boy. All we want is a dope boy. Ice cubes like I'm dope boy. All these hoes like you go, boy. Do my dance like Cam up in old boy. Getting here while your boy smoking O's, boy. But the fame I like hoes in the clothes, boy. Getting high cause I got a lot of lungs, boy. Young nigga too dope, boy.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, try told you, man. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it.
Everybody know me. Me when it comes to the swag, everybody know me. When it comes to the cash, young nigga OD. When it comes to the chain, that wear a whole key, young nigga BC. When it comes to the city, I rep that hard. Started off small, but I end up large. Swag on stupid, but I'm so smart, and I smoke OG. True, can't fuck with an uptown guard. Niggas bite my style, I switch up, catch up to me. That's so hard, ball, ball. Chico, I want it all. You don't, then don't get involved. The world and everything in it, I want law. Do it like a real nigga post to. Armani suits, I'll probably do. My niggas I'm with, they down to shoot. Got a four-door Benz and I ride a coupe. I'm an artist and I'm a businessman. Make art and I get the cash. Nigga, I'm an artist and I'm a businessman. Chess club, nigga, that's the game. Straight up.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, I told you, man. We do it, do it.
Trying to empower the people that that wouldn't naturally be empowered. We're trying to do it in an unorthodox way.
First of all, you have to make sure that this thing is for you and it's who you are and you're built for this, you know, and then you have to give it the passion that's necessary.
This is the one thing that, this is the one thing that I feel like I have that, you know, I can do well.
Welcome back. This is the Indie Blast session on Musically Inclined, and I'm your host, La Crush Heart. We just played Ro Jiz, Young Moguls, our Indie Blast session hip-hop artist from last week. So this week, we have a duo called The Gentlemen, and I would like to bring them on right now and give them the proper welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you. I give you a proper welcome for the Indie Blast session. Thank you to gentlemen for being on our show. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay. Introduce yourselves. Let everybody know who is the gentleman.
Go ahead, Will. Oh, okay. They call me Show Off, and I'm half a rap duo, partner in crime, CB.
Yeah, I go by the name of CB, and we're the Gentlemen Music.
Okay, sounds good.
We're trying to get in our business.
All right. And hey, give us a little history on the Gentlemen. How did y'all come to be a rap duo?
Well, it all started.
Go ahead.
All right, well, shit. Well, shit, it started back in high school, really. Like, we met in school or whatever, and how I met this dude, you know, he always walked around with a tablet full of rhymes, just always writing and always, you know, involved himself in music. And he really put me on to the music. So he was like, one day, you know, like, come over, let's mess with some music. And from there, we just took off, and we always been, you know, into the music, you know, which is always since, I say, 7 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about seven, eight years.
That's cool.
I was going to say, really, we recently finished our full mixtape together, like official, professional-wise.
Yeah.
So, really, we kind of been pushing hard only for about a year and a half, 2 years. And we've already got pretty far.
Congratulations on that.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations on that. Question, how was that process for y'all? Y'all new to the game? I mean, you know, it's one thing to be in your basement. It's another thing to take it to the next level and produce something professionally. How was that experience for y'all?
Man, well, really, you know, you got CB?
I mean, you can go. I beg no.
Oh,
okay.
Really, you know, We just take it as it comes, you know. We play a lot of stuff by ear, and we realize, like, the more we worked on our music, the more we attracted more people. Like, they're like, man, y'all go hard. The more we worked, the more people that came to us complimenting us. So that gave us a sign, okay, we're only getting better, so let's stop all this closet rap and all this laptop stuff. Let's hit the studio and get for real.
Wow.
So we recently kind of just did that, started getting our own beats, starting going all the way professional.
Yep.
That's good. That's awesome. So basically, quit slacking and make it happen. Now,
right.
Yeah, in the studios, y'all made this mixtape. What is the name of the mixtape, first of all?
The name of the mixtape is called Starving as an Artist, Volume 1.
Starving as an Artist. Okay. And where can we get this?
You can get it right now on Reverb Nation. It's available, ReverbNation.com/TheGentlemen. And
you can download basically the whole, you can download the whole album, and pretty soon it's gonna be on CD, baby.
Yeah.
We got a few tracks on iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can check us out on SoundCloud.
Right, the Gentlemen.
THA.
Right.
Yeah, THA, Gentlemen, and then Music, M-U-Z-I-C.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. The Gentlemen Music. Sounds good. Okay, tell us about your sound. What is the basis of your rapping style, the content that you put out there? What's the vibe you're trying to give us?
You got it. Well, we pretty much trying to go at a different angle. Coming from Dallas, it's a lot, I want to say club bangers. Like, not too much. You come to Dallas, you're going to hear club.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much all the time, but the majority of the time you're going to hear club.
Yeah, real
so,
talk.
So, coming from Dallas, I mean, we got to do that sound so we can get our fans, because that's what the fans down here is adapted to already. So that's why I busted wide open and kind of got that club vibe to it.
But if
you dig in deeper into our music, we can switch it up. We got slow jams. You know, we got, different tracks.
And then,
fading away.
You know, even on them club bangers, we going hard on the lyrics. We ain't just stupid with it. We ain't dumb. Like, we're going hard with these lyrics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So do y'all battle each other? Because y'all duo, y'all got to own y'all craft. Have y'all ever sat there and just throw verses back and forth at each other like that?
We ain't never battle. It's most of the time, we more freestyling, like, oh, you killed that one, bro. It's more we individual. We know we kill him. I mean, but if we was to battle, it'd be a toss-up, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I try to stay away from that. If we do a song or whatever and I feel like Show Off 16 better than mine, I'm like, say, bro, man, you ate that much.
Yeah,
I might have to do my 16
that
over. Song. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Let me rewrite my
album. Yeah,
it'll never
be like that.
All right. Who have y'all worked with for your album? Any features on it?
Yes, we got a lot of features from Originate, from Crooked Poet. He also our engineer, too. He also produces and engineers our music. So we got a couple features from him, and we got a couple features from YG. He's a local artist, too. We really work with a lot of local artists because you got to cry for you all.
Other than them, we kind of kept it, in-house, because it's our first mixtape, really doing it big, trying to go at it. And we think of ourselves as major artists that just ain't even got the attention yet. So we don't go after too many people. We, to ourselves, we mess with a couple of local cats, but that's it.
Right. Well, that's how you stay out of trouble, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like that in my everyday life. That's how I stay out of trouble. Keep it to yourself. So y'all have your first mixtape out there. Y'all on a interview circuit. Y'all, pushing it. Where do y'all see ourselves by the end of 2014? What should we know about the Gentleman Music coming into the new year?
Yeah. All y'all got to know is we serious. It's game time. It's going to be a wrap. As soon as we drop, we too versatile. You can put us on, not to brag, because I'm definitely not a conceited type dude, but we really humble. But I feel like you can put us on any track. You can put us with R. Kelly and Usher. You can put us with Katy Perry. It don't matter. We're going in because we're going to match the vibe that they bring, and we're going to come even harder. So by the end of 14, hopefully you see us on a whole lot of features, at least with a hit song, something. We coming.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan to me. Once again, thank y'all so much for coming to the show. I really do appreciate that. Hope we can have a full feature with y'all. And I definitely want to update on how this mixtape go. How can we get in contact with you? How can we check out your music? Do you have a website? Share all that information with us, and then we're going to get into one of your tracks.
You can email us, if you got any tracks you want us on, thegentlemanmusic@gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook, The Gentleman Music. Man, just Google The Gentleman Music.
Yeah, for real.
It's
like, it's going to pop up either Reverb, Facebook, THA,
Twitter,
and then Gentleman. And then MUZIC. The Twitter is at TGMUZIC. TG Music.
It's not hard to find us, really. So, yeah, just.
So, why y'all don't have a website? Y'all need a website.
Yeah, we're just now kind of getting started. We ain't got no. We're working on all of that right now.
I just mess with y'all.
We're going in, though. It's coming. We're going in.
Okay.
Just get at us on Twitter, Facebook.
All right. I'm going to look for y'all. I think we're already on Twitter, and I'm on your Facebook page. But I'm gonna keep track of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Do that, cause we're coming.
Tell us about Busted Wide Open. What are y'all busting wide open? It better not be nothing sexual.
Okay, well, let me explain. You can take it any kind of way, but we got the vibe from the beat. You know, the beat told us what to say. That's how we go off with the beat. So and then we came off. You know, we need a banger for Dallas for our hometown. We need a banger down here. You know,
I gotta say for this song is swag. Yeah,
it's a lot of charisma in it. Yeah,
a lot
but
of charisma.
You can take it any way you want to. Bust it wide open. You can take it any way you want. It's for the audience.
Mm-hmm. Giving y'all the side eye. That's the virtual side eye right there. Yeah, virtual side.
Yeah, the evil eye.
Mm-hmm. No, it ain't evil. Mm-hmm. Just let you know that I know what you think. I don't know. Anyway, folks, thanks again to CB and Show Off from The Gentleman Music for coming in. Right now we're going to check out their hot single off of the, is this an original track?
Yeah,
original
track. Off their mixtape, yes?
Yep. Starving as an Artist.
Starving as an Artist, Volume 1.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
This gives you a feeling of power.
She got them high heels on and I'm scoping. Fuck with some real niggas packing heat, we toting. Girl, you know you hot, now fire up cause we smoking. Now you might be the one that get chosen. Girl, won't you bust it wide open? Bust it wide open. Bust it wide open. Bust it wide open. Now won't you bust it wide open? Bust it wide open. You might be the one that get chosen. Girl, no need for no introduction. How my bitches bad with both legs and busted open ain't important. What's important? How my niggas get money. Nice face, get the bombs with two twins. I call them bitches. You don't trust me? I hate to do this shit in public. All right, Rose Royce, drop the top. My day is lovely. Open the suicides. I had to blow my brains back. Butterflies up, diamond in the back. Old school, mixed with new school. Keep shaking that ass and bust it open like you supposed to. Bitch, I'm a boss, rip your top off. She just popped her neck and laid it, feeling freaking sold off. I'm off the chain, scoping through my frames. Louis this, Louis that, our vision is not the same. And I don't mean to hold the lane, but all my bitches bad and busted open the same. She got on high heels on and I'm scoping. Fuck with some real niggas packing heat, we toting. Girl, you know you hot, now fire up cause we smoking. Now you might be the one that get chosen. Girl, I want you bust it wide open. Bust it wide open. Bust it wide open. Bust it wide open. Now won't you bust it wide open. Bust it wide open. You might be the one that get chosen.
And my diamonds be blue. I'm in the Nile black whip. I'm in the Nile white suit. Goofies in front, say they wanna try to crew. You don't get to come unless your friends come too. I hate to do them like this, man. I know that we in public. When she hits the stage, she gon' need a couple buckets. Shots off a drone, got my pockets like fuck it. Stunning ain't a problem, and that money ain't nothing. I keep my top back so she can see who in the car. Automatic start, watch it automatic park. I'm starting from the start, I bet these hoes know who we are. They better buy their drinks, man, before we buy the bar. Back to back bottles, man, it's got me fully loaded. Grab your stuff, bro, man, these hoes say they rolling. I put her on the dash, I know she know the slogan. Beat it up and pull her hair and then I bust it wide open.
She got them high heels on and I'm scoping. Fuck with some real niggas packing heat, we toting. Girl, you know you hot, now fire up cause we smoking. Now you might be the one that get chosen. Girl, won't you bust it wide open, bust it wide open.
a banger for real. The beat was nice. Who did the beat?
Oh, Originate, who we were telling you about, you know, an engineer and producer. Yeah.
Okay. That was definitely
out to him.
A banger. I like that. I'll make that my ringtone.
Oh, yeah. It's for download, free download.
Free download?
Free download on Reverb Nation. You can get it.
All right, ReverbNation.com.
/
production.
THA, gentlemen.
Gentlemen. And what's up with it? Y'all gentlemen?
Go ahead, Shaw.
Are we gentlemen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay. Got the little swagger going. All right. Sounds good to me. Thank y'all again for coming to the show. Appreciate that.
No problem. No problem.
Thanks for the new ringtone.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm. I downloaded it. Anyway, folks, the Gentleman Music out of Dallas, Texas. Thank y'all so much once again for coming to the show. We really do appreciate y'all. And we wish y'all the best of luck for 2014 in y'all.
Appreciate it. Keep up with us. We'll come back.
For those who just tuned in, we just had the Gentleman Music on our Indie Blast session. Quick interview, heard their banger, bust it wide open with your heels on, you know, throw that on your ringtone, got the beat going. Shout out to the beat maker because that is a nice beat right there. And shout out to me losing my mouse. I'll be back here tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, the Honey Suite. I'm going to see if I can find me some friends to come join me on air, and we talk about something. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. I haven't gotten that far, but I'm making plans for it. Also, join me on Thursday to Crushing After Dark, where we're going to talk about some threesomes. Yes, I said threesomes. You heard me. I'm going to get into it. I really am. This Thursday, no lie. Dead ass. 805-830-8320 is the number to call because that is my number. I got a caller, 614. I've been putting you on and off all night. What's going on, John?
What's up?
How are you, John?
Chilling.
Chillin'.
Drinking my Hennessy and smoking my blunt.
Ooh, on a Monday?
Hell yeah. It's that time of the year.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to call when you got that threesome, Sean. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun on Thursday.
Oh, I definitely
are. Right, I've been slacking. I've been canceling Thursday nights. I got to get used to having a Thursday show, so bear with me, folks. But, yeah, I'm going to do Thursday. Threesome. I don't
want to
talk about that.
Where am the black reporter, man? Where the hell is he at, man?
I don't know.
I heard Lady C's voice. It sounds real stimulating.
You hear that, Lady C? You hear that, Lady C? This is what you come back to.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got to come through the phone, man.
Ooh,
baby,
see,
you are.
It's
stimulating.
Why are you using those fancy words? Look, that's not the John we know.
No.
Okay, how am I supposed to start, you know?
Yeah, you're behaving right now.
We got to find something to do with that kid that beat his grandmother up, man. But, you know, like, you don't have to worry about that bitch getting cigarettes. Don't worry. He'll be getting plenty of them.
Mm-mm.
Just don't drop the soap, man.
Right, but...
No, that's sad, man. Damn. And girls 11 years old?
Right, yeah. We have some ratchet news on here today.
I didn't do that shit when I was 11, man.
That's crazy.
We didn't have fish.
Right, that's the thing, too.
Either.
Like, is
yeah,
man. And I may talk about this tomorrow, but what kind of effect is social media having
right.
on our children where they feel comfortable enough to do that? Like, at 11, I'm speed walking. I don't even want, like, walking by myself. I'm speed walking, you know, unless it's your
right.
five-block radius where everybody know who you are. Like I
oh,
said,
oh, hell,
five
as
blocks.
Good as you look, bad, baby, you better speed walk.
Yeah, we speed
Ooh.
Walking, you know, like...
Yeah.
I remember going to eighth grade and somebody throwing a brick at me because I wouldn't stop and talk to them. So,
Damn.
You know, but it's serious like that. So I can't even imagine me and some old man because you know 30 is old when
old
you're 11. That's
yeah.
old, you know, that's an old man. Like you.
Yeah,
old.
That shit happened in Ohio, man. It was on the news.
On top of that, if that's the picture they showed with the article, he is not a good look, lady. See, no.
That's why he got a little girl. That's why.
Okay,
he
but I'm just saying,
place.
Little girls.
Yeah, but how come the little girl?
I know, like.
Was she at his place, man?
Yeah, she went to his house. Yeah.
Damn.
And the father just happened
one.
To be. Oh, wait, now hold on. Now, that's what I understand. The father just happened to be driving around. And
yeah,
see his daughter walk out this house. You know what I mean? I think the father must have had a tip or something. You know what I mean? Or actually knew
right.
this person. Or actually knew this person because, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, this happened.
Right.
1:30 in the morning.
What the hell, man?
Where were they going at 1:30 in the morning?
Right.
Well, she's probably taking her
where?
Tim Hortons Donuts or some shit.
Well, I guess, you know, maybe he was taking her out shopping, like, for real.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet he was.
Girl is all over the news right now. You know, she's all
right.
pictures posted everywhere. Maybe that was his way of, you know, nobody's going to be out at this time.
Right.
Let me go to the store now. You know, that could be
yeah,
a
but if you're going to do something like that, at least
possibility,
put a wig to
disguise
but, the girl, man, you know.
But really, I'm just thinking, Lady C, how does this even work? You driving... looking for your daughter, you're looking up and down these blocks, you're looking in alleyways, you stop at the stop sign, and you just happen to look to the left, and you see somebody walking out the door, you know, down the stairs and getting in the car, like, hey, hold up, that look like Tamika. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how does that even...
When you think about it, it had to be a tip or something, and he was trying not to give away.
Right,
yeah.
he was stalking the house or something like that, and when he finally seen her come out, followed them,
man.
And then called 911, like
yeah,
he had to know, I don't know, I'm just saying it's an option.
911, man, dial 357, man, shoot his ass.
You know, but I'm just saying it's just an option.
But
he wanted him to
suffer. See, when you kill them, they don't suffer.
Right.
When you kill them, they just get done. They don't suffer. But I like I say, the dad, when you think about it, yes, somebody must have tipped him, and he had to have proof. He couldn't just say, go to this house.
Right.
You know, go
right.
go
and
here.
I think that's why he fell back, and he followed them wherever it was. And
to make sure it was in the public when they got caught.
Right. Make sure it was in the public and make
yeah,
sure
but wouldn't it be good, like,
that they caught him. They caught them.
Catch
and,
somebody
you know what
like
I mean?
That.
I don't think he approached them. Because I'm like, like you said, Lacey, if he actually approached them, that man
Damn.
Probably would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's for his daughter.
Yeah, but couldn't
that
you do
man,
it like this, man? Like, say, you know this shit's happening and you could, like, castrate the bastard with a chainsaw right there?
No. Can't do that. You're
going
to go to jail.
Act of passion, he was still would have went to jail. They
right.
still would have. You know the call.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
That's the first thing they're going to say.
But that guy
right.
wouldn't be
yeah.
messing with kids anymore, man.
Yeah, but you ain't going to be
well,
watching
Well, you're not going to be when, you know, the people in jail, there's certain things these guys, certain guys don't, you know, just like the one who
yeah.
killed his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, man. Over a damn pack of cigarettes, hell. He's
yeah.
18. Why don't he get off his ass and walk to the damn store himself and get him, man? What an asshole.
And that's crazy because I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor that guys in prison don't like, you know, other inmates who harm women and children. There are some guys in prison
no, they got,
who take that to heart.
My cousin was in jail. They got they got certain codes and shit. They got fags
right.
and shit like that.
And if they find out
they
what you did, right? Like
yeah, he ain't gonna go to
the
general population
or something like that. Then you know they'll hand
you'll have
you
to take what do they call that? Solitary confinement because
right.
they put him in general population. They'll shank his ass.
They'll torture him. They'll torture him before they shank him. They'll make sure he regrets what he did.
Hell
yeah. Every time he looks, he'd be running around scared. They say, well, what's wrong with you? And the guards will turn their back because they know, you know, this.
Hell yeah.
He brought this on. Okay, one more ratchet story before we go. One more ratchet story. We got the woman's prison in Alabama is going through something right now because they're finding the sex. The sex trade in the prison system is like overboard. Like inmates are coming up
Where's
pregnant
this prison at?
By their, you know, it's one thing when it's just, you know, females on females, but now you got the guards in there who are, you know, trading sex for, you know, tampons and necessities.
Oh, man, that's sick.
And they're
hell,
coming out pregnant. Like, these guys are not even using protection. You know, they're going in there raw, getting these women pregnant, and you're caught. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But now they got this big investigation going, you know, 18 years type thing going. They're trying to find out, you know, the source of it. And these ladies are complaining and things like that, but nobody's hearing them and nobody's taking them seriously because they are criminals.
You
know,
that's
But you know that's
who the father is.
Right, yeah. Like, the one guy, he's paying $230 a month in child support.
Wow.
You know, for the woman, she's in prison. Like, I don't know how that works, but, yeah. You know, he misconduct
what
and stuff like that.
Fuck?
And technically, you know, it's rape, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's rape because they don't have consent.
Right.
They can't give consent to that. So that's crazy.
Because the ladies, wait a minute. You know they can't.
Right.
Not officially.
That's bullshit, man.
All right, folks. We're down to the last 30 minutes of the show. This is a time where I just like to play the music. Anyway, tune in tomorrow to the Honey Suite, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I am your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. Thank you to Lady
Sweet. The Honey Dripper.
Thank you to John. John, did you get married?
No, some asshole's been hacking into my Facebook and shit. Yeah, you can.
I know.
Well,
you don't want us to know that you're married, John. It's
well,
okay.
No, there's a girl up there with pink on. That's my fiance. Pink.
So when y'all getting married?
Yeah, with flaming red hair, big ass, big tits, and she's black.
Okay. And she's black. Gotta add that in there. And she's black. She's just
kidding. Yeah. Once you go black, you won't go back.
I don't know.
Could have buried
this. All right. Bye, John. Bye, John.
Love
all right,
you.
Folks. Once again, book out.
You're
going to
have my baby.
Bye, John. I'm going to reach you now. Visit the website. You got me going all flustered. Visit the website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Connect to us on Twitter. Connect to us on Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff. Check out our Twitter, Tumblr account. All of the above can be found at our website. And shout out to everybody. Thank you to the Gentleman Music for coming to the Indie Blast session. I got another one coming up next Monday, double feature coming up, you know, interviews next Monday. More information about that later on this week. And right now, I'm going to get into some music. And we'll speak to y'all tomorrow. I'm going to speak to you tomorrow, Lady C.
Yes, I'm going to come tomorrow.
All right. So I'm going to have some fun tomorrow. We're going to find something to talk about tomorrow. We're going to find something to talk about.
All
no
right.
more ratchet music. I mean, no more ratchet news. No more ratchet news. We're going to save that for Monday night. All right, folks, I'm going to go find me some dinner so you enjoy the music. Talk to y'all later.
I want to hit that.
together again. In the dark, but in the clouds, yeah. Take control, it's we supposed to be doing this. We know the consequence, but we're best to live it. And there ain't no turning back now. You already got my body grip. Yeah, we don't like that shit. So we're best to live it. And there ain't no turning back now. From detox, girl, I'm loving each other, girl. It's just for an hour, girl. Or two, or three, till six in the morning. You have a good excuse to be on the down low with me in the telly. Sweet, we know that we supposed to be doing it. We know the consequence, but we're past the limit, and there ain't no turning back now. Already got the magnum go. Already got the ass poked up. We're past the limit, and there ain't no turning back now. We might as well. There ain't no such thing as a half mistake. So baby girl, we might as well. Like we did before. You don't know if you're addicted. Can you relax? You're right back injecting me. I'm right back smoking you.
You're right back injecting me.
Guess there ain't no cure. We might as well go all the way. Don't know what I'm gonna do. 4 days and counting, I've been laying
Something so that you can't